returned to the Legionnaire and the Lady with Marlena Dietrich as Amé Jolie and Clark Gable as Legionnaire Tom Brown. Several weeks have gone by, and Amé has received no word from the Legionnaire. Convinced that she will never see him again, she has accepted Labissiere's offer of marriage. It is the night of their engagement dinner in a room at the Hotel Dupré. Amé Jolie sits by the window, staring into the street. Labissiere, receiving no answer to his knock, enters.
Amé. Amé, where are you?
Here.
Sitting in the dark. Let me turn the light. That's better. We've all been waiting for you downstairs, Amé.
Have you? I'm sorry. I didn't know.
What have you been doing, darling?
Sitting here by the window, thinking.
About anything in particular, Amé?
No, nothing in particular.
You're not at all excited. This is the night of our engagement dinner, or have you forgotten?
How could I forget?
Everybody's here. They're dying to meet you.
I didn't think they would come.
On the contrary, they're delighted to witness the unconditional surrender of the most exacting bachelor in the world. Are you happy, my dear?
Of course. Shall we go down now?
Oh, wait. I want to speak to you.
Anything wrong?
Yes, I have news of your Legionnaire.
What news?
His company returns tonight. That is, what's left of it.
You mean...
I mean that he's not returning with it. He's been wounded. He's in the hospital at the mouth of Paz.
Is he badly hurt?
Oh, I don't know. They wouldn't tell me that.
Then he may be dying. He may be dead by now.
Perhaps.
I've got to go to him.
Amé, are you in love with him?
I've got to see him. Please.
Very well.
You don't mind?
No. You see, I love you, Amé. I'll do anything to make you happy. We'll go together.
Thank you.
Now wait here, and I'll order the car. There it is, I believe.
The hospital?
Yes. You want me to go in with you?
No. It would be best if I went alone.
Very well, my dear.
Good morning, mademoiselle. Something I can do for you?
I'm looking for Legionnaire Tom Brown.
Brown? Hospital case?
Yes.
Let me see. I'm sorry. There's no one by that name on our books.
Are you sure?
Well, he might be under some other name. Have a look.
Thank you.
Hey, Desco Lee, I want to see about that guy that... Well. The break the man of myself in America's Cafe. Hey, don't you remember me? I'm the top sergeant for the 5th Regiment. Say, what are you doing down here anyway?
I'm looking for Legionnaire Tom Brown.
Oh, Brown. Oh, you won't find him here.
He isn't dead.
Dead? Nah, you can't kill that bird. They thought he was a goner when they brought him in, and a couple of days later he was tearing up the bedclothes because they wouldn't give him a drink. They met him out a week ago.
Is he still in town?
Sure he is. He's around the corner at Christine's. But say, are you going to see him?
Yes.
Well, then tell him not to forget the 10 francs he owes me.
This Christine's, what kind of a place is it?
It's a cafe. Just poke your head in and look around. When you see a gal with her arms around a guy's shoulder, 10 to 1, that guy will be brown.
Come, senor soldier. Wake up. Pay a little attention to me.
Oh, go away, will you? Can't you see I'm busy?
Busy. Ah, carving in the top of the table a name. A-M-Y. J-O-L-L-Y. Amé Jolie. That's the girl's name, eh?
Yep.
Who is she?
Oh, it wouldn't do you any good if I told you.
You love her very much?
Yep.
Poor boy. She's your sweetheart, no?
Oh, shut up, will you? Go on, beat it.
Hey, all right. You don't have to get mad at me.
Hello, soldier.
Amé.
Mind if I sit down?
No, of course not.
Thank you.
You gave me a surprise. What are you doing in this part of the world?
I heard you were wounded.
Yeah? Well, I heal fast. Never felt better in my life. Are you married yet?
No.
I heard you were going to marry that rich friend of yours, that Labissiere fellow.
I am.
Are you sure?
I don't change my mind.
I guess. Well, I wish you all the luck in the world, mademoiselle.
Is that all you have to say?
Yeah, that's all. Well, that's me.
I guess we're pushing off again.
Where to?
I can't tell, but wherever it is, it'll be a thirsty march. I better go and get myself a drink.
You're not going to say goodbye.
We leave at dawn. Come and see us off, will you?
Maybe.
Well, do what you think is best. So long, mademoiselle.
So long, soldier.
Your man, he is gone, senorita?
Yes.
You look sad. Why you don't go with him?
He doesn't want me.
No. He wants no girl. Only one whose name he carved here on the table. See? AmyJolly. Amy Jolly.
Amy Jolly? He carved that?
See? He thinks of her all the time.
Well, did you see him?
Yes, he's well again. They're moving him on to fight.
Well, shall we go back?
Not yet. He's leaving at dawn. I'll wait till then.
You want to sit in the car here, Amy, or shall we go back and look for him?
I see him now. His company's not marching yet.
You want me to call him over?
Please. He sees us. He's coming this way.
What are you going to say to him?
Just goodbye.
Hello. Out early this morning, mademoiselle.
Yes, we came to see you off.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do?
I'm sorry, I can't stay long. My company's ready to march.
You're going to be out long?
Can't tell.
Hey, lady killer.
Offer, what do you want?
There's a war going on out there. Oh, you're coming or ain't you?
All right, shut up. Well, here we go. Goodbye, mademoiselle.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
Good luck, Miss Mayor Brown.
Thanks.
Well, there he goes.
Out into the sun.
You're going to miss him, aren't you?
I love him.
I knew you did.
He loves me, too.
How do you know?
I always knew.
Army.
The women, the rear guard. They're beginning to follow the men. It hurts me to look at them.
Why?
Because I want to be one of them. I want to follow, too.
You love him that much?
I love him that much. They're almost out in the desert now. I'm going after him.
You're mad. I won't let you go.
Please, you have been so kind to me, but I can't help it. Try to forgive me. Try to understand. I've got to go to him.
Amy!
I must go to him.
Darling, I understand.
Tom.
Amy, what are you doing out here?
I followed you. I will stay with you forever.
Doc, don't be a fool. Go back. Go back before it's too late.
No, I'm going to stay.
Well, you know what it's like out here. It's torture. Nothing but heat and sand and sun. A burning sun that'll blister your body until you scream.
I don't care. I'm one of the rear guard now. One of the women who love their men.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the story of the Legionnaire and the Lady, as played by Marlena Dietrich and Clark Gable. Before I present our two stars for a curtain call, I'm going to ask an old friend, a pioneer in the motion picture industry, to step up on the stage. We were once partners and made our first film, The Squaw Man, together. It's comfortable to have him at my side tonight as I enter the field of radio. Jesse Lasky of Pickford Lasky Productions.
Well, Cecil, this great new theater on Hollywood Boulevard is quite different from the stable where we started the Squaw Man 23 years ago.
In the middle of an orange grove. In those days, Jesse, there were trees on Hollywood Boulevard instead of neon signs.
A lot of water has run under the bridge since then.
Yeah, speaking of water, you remember Jacob Stern? You remember we rented the barn from him? Or rather, we rented only half the barn we worked in. Jacob kept his horse in the other half. And every time he washed the buggy, the water ran into our office.
Yes, and we had to put our feet in the wastebasket to keep them from getting wet.
Yes, I put my last dime into that picture of ours.
Yes, and you put my last dime in, too. But it's always stimulating to me, Cecil, to see that in spite of the many changes in Hollywood, the men who started in the picture business with us are now at the top of the heap. You know who I'm thinking of. Adolph Zucker and Samuel Goldwyn, the men who with us founded what is now the great Paramount Company.
Yes, there's one good thing, Jesse, about working on the radio. Somebody else puts up the money. And tonight, in case you haven't heard, it's the manufacturers of Lux soap. You know, it's mighty good soap.
That's one thing that even I will yes you on. Now, Cecil, I want to wish you Godspeed on this series of programs. It's a pleasure to have been here tonight, and I'm glad this excellent radio show will be broadcast from Hollywood from now on.
And now a word about a certain young actor before he steps out on the stage. I want to tell you a little story of him. When I was casting Madame Satan 6 or 7 years ago, I was looking for a villain. Somebody had given my script girl a screen test of a young man, and she kept dinging the life out of me to see it. I asked her if he was a villain, and she said she thought he could do anything. So I looked at it and decided he was not a villain, but that he had definite possibilities. So I showed it to the other executives of the studio. When I asked them about the young man a day or so later, they said he never could succeed in pictures. I asked why not. They said his ears are too big. But evidently those ears were no obstacle to the triumph of Clark Gable. As you stepped out on this stage, Clark, I could hear feminine hearts thumping from coast to coast.
Well, CB, I'm letting that go in one ear and out the other.
If your studio will loan you to my studio, Clark, I'd like to direct you in a picture.
Well, I hear from everybody who has ever worked for you that it's a great experience, if you live through it.
Now, my ears are burning.
No. No, really, though. It was a great show and a lot of fun working for you. And I want to express the gratitude to Miss Dietrich and myself to our all-star supporting cast tonight. Crawford Kent as La Bessière. Frank Riker as Adjutant César. Walter Kingsford as Bimey. Wally Mayer as the Sergeant. Lou Merrill as Lo Tinto. And Inez Seabury as the Spanish Girl. And thanks also to our fine audience. I want to congratulate Lux on their new theater and on the way they're planning their next week. Two great stars, Mr. William Powell and Miss Myrna Loy, and their famous success, The Thin Man. Good night, Mr. DeMille, and so long, everybody.
And here she comes. Here she comes, as desirable as she was in her picture Desire. As beautiful and glamorous as, well, as only Marlene Dietrich can be.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. DeMille.
We received so many requests, Marlena, that you sing your famous song from the Blue Angel, Falling in Love Again. Will you please?
I'd be very glad to. Mr. Frederick Hollander, the composer of the song, will accompany me.
Again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it. Love's always been my game. Play it how I may. I was made that way. I can't help it. Men cluster to me like moths around the flame. And if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it. Love's always been my game, play it how I may. I was made that way, I can't help it. Men cluster to me like moths around a flame. And if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it.
Thank you, Miss Dietrich. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your announcer, Melville Ruiz. Before Mr. DeMille tells you more about our play for next week, on behalf of our sponsors, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, I want to express appreciation and gratitude to Mr. DeMille and to the great Hollywood studios who cooperated in making this occasion such a splendid success. From Paramount, Miss Dietrich, who will next be seen on the screen in the David O. Selznick Technicolor production of The Garden of Allah, based on the famous novel by Robert Hitchens. Mr. Clark Gable, the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer star, came direct to this broadcast from the set of the Warner Cosmopolitan production of Cain and Mabel. He will soon be seen with Jeanette MacDonald in MGM's production San Francisco. Mr. Louis Silvers represents the 20th Century Fox. And to Paramount, our thanks for the loan of our producer, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille, whom I know you are eager to hear. Mr. DeMille.
Next Monday at the same time, we will present that amusing and exciting play, The Thin Man. I am proud to be able to announce that the two great MGM stars who made such a hit on the screen in this remarkable drama, William Powell and Myrna Loy, will play the same roles in the first radio version of it. Next Monday evening, I regret to say, I will not be in Hollywood to produce the Lux Radio Theater play, as I am attending the Paramount Convention in Chicago. In my place, one of Hollywood's distinguished directors, Mr. W.S. Van Dyke, who directed The Thin Man for Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, will be guest producer on this hour. But I'll be back the following Monday, and every Monday, to produce this series of programs for the Lux Radio Theater. On behalf of all who contributed to this evening's performance, our cast, Mr. Louis Silvers and his orchestra, our technical staff and our sponsors, I thank you. And invite you to be guests of the Lux Radio Theater again next Monday night, when this program will be presented from the same station. This is Cecil B. DeMille saying good night to you from Hollywood.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.